Hello, everyone. This is Zach Koble with the Commission on Disability Issues. I am calling our December 18th, 2024 meeting to order. It is now 3:32 p.m. Rick or Susanna, can one of you take roll call, please?
Yes. Okay. Kate Elliott?
Here.
Sue Krager? Derek Esparada? Derek? Wesley Derbyshire?
Here.
Zach Koble?
Here.
Ray Jordan?
Here.
And then Lily Bogan?
Here.
Jonathan Lee Confer? We have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Rick. So, onto our first substantial item on the agenda, which we will dispense with shortly. I will let him announce himself at the next meeting, but we do have a new commissioner joining us, Jonathan Lee Confer. He is appointed by Council Member Dahl. When I did an email greeting to him, he indicated that he was traveling today on a plane and was unable to make the meeting, which makes sense because, I'm sure he wasn't sure of the exact timing of joining Cody and our meeting times. So we will let him introduce himself at our next meeting. So we'll move right along from that agenda item into our next agenda item, which is calling to the public. I don't see any members of the public here, but if there are and I'm missing anyone, I'll take a brief moment to be quiet. All right. Not hearing anyone or seeing anyone. We'll dispense with the call to the public. Moving right along, the next item on the agenda is consideration and possible approval of our November 2024 commission minutes. Did commissioners have a chance to review those minutes? Seeing some nodding. Did any commissioners have additions, changes, comments on the minutes? Seeing some shaking of heads. All right. I would be looking for a motion to approve the minutes from a commissioner.
Commissioner Jordan, approve the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Jordan.
Giving a motion, yeah. Sorry.
I'll second it.
I think Kate beat you to it, Wesley. Rick and or Susanna, can one of you do the roll call for the minute
vote, yes, please? Okay. So, Kate Elliott?
Yes. Aye.
Wesley Derbyshire?
Aye.
Zach Koble?
Aye.
Ray Jordan?
Aye.
And Lily Bogan?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. So now we will move along into kind of the meat of the meeting. And continue our discussion about our priorities and areas of focus for the upcoming year. I'm just trying to pull up the document now. Apologize for the pause. I sent around basically a memo tracking what we had discussed at our last meeting, in terms of areas of focus and that we have been focusing on and what we maybe wanted to continue with or renew for the new year. Were folks able to look at that, take that in, that type of thing? Okay. So I will note that I am coughing a little bit. I am getting over a pretty significant cold. I apologize for the echoing in people's ears. But did commissioners have a chance to, you know, if they did have a chance, do you have comments? Did I miss anything? Yes. Commissioner Jordan or Ray?
Thank you, Zach. That's a really great document for a good start to get this kicked off. I agree that Suntrans, Sunvan are priority areas that need some more work. It particularly came into focus after my recent visit to Melbourne and my usage of public transit around that city for 3 weeks. Helped me identify some gaps here in Tucson that we can work on over the next year or so. Infrastructure, sidewalks, so important, and so many gaps, and so many supposedly ADA compliant sidewalks that are in fact not. And I spent a little time reading the enforceable undertaking back from 1992, a settlement agreement between the United States Department of Justice and the City of Tucson, that I think we need to delve into a little bit further. I don't know how many people are aware of that sort of legal situation from way back then and its ramifications to today. What else? Sorry, let me just quickly go back to that document. What else did I want to highlight before I shut my mouth and let somebody else talk? We're going to talk about the dashboard document a little later. Parks Department, there's another one there. That's about accessibility. So I think you're right on the money with these suggestions, Zach. Thank you. I'll close now.
Okay. Thank you, Ray. Kay, Wesley, Lily, was there comments or things that we missed in that document? In terms of what we got to in November. Not that we can't add stuff to it now, but Wesley, I don't know, I can't hear you. I don't think you're on mute, but
I can't hear him either. Wesley, can you hear us? Okay, we can see you, but we can't seem to hear you.
Yeah.
Does that help? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I changed cameras. I am so sorry. Okay, thank you. I am learning about the software. Okay, so... thank you for your patience. And what I was going to say is, at least the order that was written, sits in the order of priority for me, transportation and sidewalks. And, there's certainly a lot of work that needs to be done in both areas. I ran into a problem the other day. I'm not going to get into it right now. We'll certainly be discussing it down the road. But it, yeah, I like that these are our key priorities, and that's where I stand. I mean, really, it's a very good summary of where I believe we want to head. So thank you for writing it up.
Thank you, Wesley. Kate or Lily, did you all have thoughts, comments, additions that you'd like to see?
Not this time. Button in.
Thanks, Kate, for your input. Lily, I just since we don't have all of the commission, I just wanted to make sure we had your input if you have any.
Yes, I'm going to be honest. I haven't had a chance to look at the document, so no comment from me now.
Okay, that's fine. So, like, to kind of review, just so, like, everyone's, like, you know, fairly clear, like, continued areas of focus would be SunTran and SunVAN accessibility and service. City infrastructure, like sidewalks, crosswalk infrastructure, public safety, for pedestrians, and the role of different departments in providing those things, because multiple departments, such as enforcement, planning, and then development, I believe environmental services, all have roles that they would play in those areas, along with the Department of Transportation and Mobility, obviously, for SunVAN and SunTran. So renewed areas of focus or new areas of focus are the consideration of different types of access, accessibility for our community members, with disabilities, who may have neurodiverse, disabilities, intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities, and I'm sure I'm missing parts of our community or describing parts of our community. I do apologize for that. Also exploring services and programs and accessibility planning as it relates to public parks, and maybe how different parts of our disability community interact with departments like parks or environmental services and TPD. All those departments, and services, and law enforcement touch and deal with disabled people on a day-to-day basis. So we should probably engage them. I think the other couple pieces I would like to review are that we talked about public engagement and feedback and creating feedback loops. There's a couple areas we can do that. One would be trying to outreach to the media and writing editorials or other things if there are maybe to accompany different issues that we're talking about or addressing. And then maybe also, you know, like this will be left up to individual commissioners to do on their own. But like, you know, if people are on social media mentioning what's happening with Cody on social media as a way, to outreach to the public, if so desired. like I say, I don't think we're going to create like a, I'm not imagining, we create a, like a individual Facebook account for the commission or social media account, just that, commissioners have their own and can publicize or, you know, talk about what's going on with Cody from their perspective at any one time. The other area that we talked about was tracking our work. So I thought I would have capacity to do that, like create a dashboard type Word document that would be accessible over the month. Getting sick set that back a little bit. I think what I would like to do is like maybe take and I know at least one of you emailed me about that the other day. If there would be a volunteer to kind of help me with that over the next month, creating that document that we could present to the full commission to track and just like keep updated with our various projects and efforts. You know, I don't think it needs a vote, but, you know, if anyone wants to raise their virtual hand or shout out, that would be most welcome at this point.
Well, socks.
Hi, right.
Saxon's the one who suggested it. I'm happy to help. This is Wesley.
Okay. Thank you, Wesley. And Ray, did I see your virtual hand up? Great. So I don't think that creates quorum issues. So maybe I can gather virtually over with you all and kind of show you the format I was thinking. And then Ray, I know you sent me a good amount of data for that. So I can try to input what you wrote into that format and then add to it. And Wesley, you know, I think like we can send it over. And if you have stuff to add or if, you know, there's other formatting that would make it better or more accessible, you know,
sounds good.
Like welcome to it. Great. And then we can present that to the full commission, you know, for approval in January. What I would like to do is maybe, get the commission's approval on our areas of focus, like which would be under the continued areas of focus and renewed areas of focus in that document via motion. So we can just have it like official and, you know, I can go on creating a plan for, you know, how we will, seek input from the city in those areas. So I would be looking for a motion to approve the areas of focus for 2025. Ray? I think you might be on mute, Ray.
There we go. Should turn the mic on before turning the mouth on, huh? Okay. I'm going to take a shot at this. I move that the document that is titled Cody Priorities 2025 be adopted as a roadmap to Cody's work in 2025?
I think that will suffice. I would be looking for a second from...
Yeah, I second that.
Hi, thank you, Wesley. So, Rick or Susanna, could you take roll call, please?
Yes, I'll do that. Kate Elliott?
Yes.
Wesley Derbyshire?
Yes.
Zach Kobo?
Yes.
Ray Jordan?
Yes.
Lily Bogan?
Yes.
520. Motion passes 520.
Thank you, Susanna. I appreciate that. So, Ray and Wesley and I will get started on that dashboard. For next month, we can look at it next month. For next month, I may look at ways, other motions that we can help create structures of things we can do in terms of publicity or getting the word out to the public, like a subcommittee or something of that nature. So maybe we can more efficient work processes. sorry, I'm struggling just a little bit. Ray?
Thank you. On that note, is there any of us who have any experience in media releases? I'm just thinking for, not for each month, but, perhaps if we begin tackling a particular subject, or we've got to a certain point where we've gathered some data and we've got some collectively the Cody has something to say, to the citizens of Tucson on a particular subject. Perhaps we can do a media release. And I'm just wondering whether anybody has any experience in that field.
I do not.
I've written media releases before. I could do that.
And I'm also going to say that I have, and I also had created a media list several years ago, which I would have to update. So I had ins at several of the newspapers and even the television stations, which I should still have that information for.
Awesome. Thanks, Kate, and thanks, Wesley. And maybe we won't have the answer right now, but I would want maybe input from from the city, Rick or Susanna. Can the commission as a body do media releases, or obviously members of the commission are individuals themselves and can be quoted by the media speaking for themselves or write editorials. It's a little bit of a confusing territory to me. I don't want to, overstep anything.
I'll have to double check to see exactly what is permissible, what isn't permissible, unless Rebecca, are you familiar with anything that, or what type of, the word I want to use, like when the media reaches out to them for comments?
I think it would probably be something to ask the city attorney's office. I know the commission reports to mayor and council, okay, and I think that's where they, should be directing their attention. Again, individuals have the right to, speak their mind, but I really don't know the answer to that. So I would say the city clerk's office should probably contact, you know, Mr. Rankin and get clarification on that.
So as you heard, we'll do that, Zach. And then if you have an idea of what or, right, what kind of media outlets you were thinking of, if you have that in advance, I can approach them with those ideas that you have, and then that might clear up or might give you a better answer on those.
Mm-hmm. And thanks, Rick. And certainly, we as individuals might have slightly more flexibility than as a body. So we'll just keep that in mind. And then, so in terms of the next steps, in January, I will check back in with the Parks Department to ensure, probably tomorrow, to ensure that they are still able to join us in January, as they previously indicated. That was next on the kind of group that we were going to be looking at. And then in February, I really want to see if Sunvan can recommit to coming and talking about their comprehensive operational analysis that they did in 2024 that we were supposed to hear about in last month, but they were just unable to do that right now. So I want to check back in with them for February. So just to give commissioners a little bit of a preview on where we would be going and who we would be hearing from. Do commissioners have comments or thoughts on the, at least the next couple of months in terms of those? Okay. I think I see thumbs up from folks. So great. So I think this meeting is going to go a little bit quicker than I had anticipated. Because we're down into agenda item number 7. I don't know if I think everyone, most of us have met with our appointing office that are on the call. If there is someone that hasn't met with their appointing office, or maybe you met with your appointing office more recently, in the last month, now would be a good time seeing and hearing no one, we will just keep that. I don't know if I will have it, as an agenda item for next month, because I think next month we'll have a much more substantive meeting with lots of questions, but maybe we'll check back in on that in February. I know there may be, and please let me know if I can be of assistance as chairperson in helping you obtain a meeting or figure out who to contact for a meeting, that type of thing. I don't know if I'll have the answer, but I'm willing to, willing to assist. Does anyone have any announcements? Because we're down to agenda item number 8.
Zach, before we go into announcements, can I just address a couple quick things?
Sure. And then I think Commissioner Jordan has a thing too. So.
Okay. But so I just want to step back to the media stuff really quick. I'm thinking about that again. And also I'm thinking, even a question for the legal department is, can this commission make an announcement to the newspapers about our meeting so that the word gets out to the public so that the public can attend the meeting? You know, because if they don't know that we exist as a commission, then they can't show up. So that's part of a question as a media announcement, not just, you know, us writing about what we're doing or, you know, the things that we might be concerned about, but as a general announcement, like, hey, come to the meeting. But also to that end, I'm also wondering, sort of as a side note, can the commission, separate than this meeting, meet with the public in person at, you know, a specific date and time that would be, I guess, publicly announced and such like that? So that's just an open question I have, and that's all I have. Thank you.
thanks, Wesley. So that first question, I still think, you know, probably the city clerk can get into via the city attorney and figure that out. Certainly, you know, we're not obligated to as commissioners, but, you know, I believe that there's nothing stopping us as individuals from announcing that, hey, like a commission meeting is happening on our social media presences or that type of thing. You know, I don't think that violates anything. And then to the second point, and Rick or Susanna, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we can schedule a special in-person, like coding meeting. We can't do that like today, but we could have it as an agenda item and then approve, like an in-person meeting at some point in the coming year. Correct? Cause we've discussed that before and haven't followed through, but.
Correct. If you would like to meet in person, like you guys had mentioned before, the only things we would just need to agendize it and make sure that the public is aware that we'll be meeting in person at a set place, whether it be here at City Hall or one of the council members' office or whatnot. But yes, it can be done. Yes.
Okay. So Wesley, you know, maybe I don't want to do that like next month, but maybe next month we can have an agenda item where we would look at, and I'll have some suggested months of where, when we could meet in person, and, you know, publicize that to the public.
Yeah. And also to clarify, I'm talking about special meetings. I'm not talking about this monthly meeting. I'm talking about like special meetings, like raising, hey, we want to talk to you about what you know is going on for you. You know, specifically like, you know, with transportation, about sidewalks, that kind of stuff as a commission, you know, so we're holding this meeting so that we can be informed, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Separate
from this.
I think I understood that.
Okay.
So,
thank you. I wasn't clear.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah. You know, if commissioners have, you know, have suggestions or suggestions on times or specific dates, or areas of town, that are accessible for a special in-person meeting, you know, why don't you email me in the next month? And, you know, I don't know that that will be possible, but that might help narrow things, down for suggestions, so we could get the ball rolling, you know, next month and figuring that out. Ray?
Thank you, Zach. I'm going to put what I was about to say on hold for a moment because Wesley's raised some really interesting issues there. The first thing is I don't think the commission on disability issues is well known in the public. Mentioning it or our meetings in our own social media posters. Really good idea. But we would need to include, I think, a link to this Teams meeting so that if somebody sees it and is very interested in it, can actually join and either just listen in or register to as a audience member who would like to take their 3 minutes. I don't know whether this commission has a limit on the amount of time that an audience member can talk, but at the Parks and Rec commission meeting that I went to in October, the speakers were limited to 3 minutes each. That way nobody gets to hog the limelight. So that being said, the first question I have is the link to this Teams meeting the same every month? I've never really taken any notice.
I do not know, but it is in the agenda that is available on our website.
Right, so we could copy the link from the agenda and paste it into, say, Facebook or whatever else you're using?
I believe...
I would have to check to see if that would be permissible. I don't say you can or can't, but I would just need to want to check on it. And second, to have more dialogue on this, I just realized that's not something that we have on the agenda. So because it's not agendized, we'll have to either table it to the next meeting regarding those topics.
Okay. Okay. We can have.
I would just move along, if you don't mind, sorry, to what I was actually going to say. And that was I do have some circling back to our agenda item number 5. With Cody's work in this year and next, is just a little investigation of the ADA liaisons. We received a list of the ADA liaisons for the various departments a couple of months ago. And I think Rebecca may have spoken a little bit about the role of ADA liaisons within departments, but I've formulated a bunch of questions, which I wonder if we can put as an agenda item for the next month. And I can circulate, I can give those to Zach, actually, questions about their qualifications and their precise roles, et cetera.
Yeah, maybe we can include that in the dashboard document that we would then present. Like it just in general, and then we can also have that as a discussion item too, because I don't know that we would ever interview every ADA liaison in every department in the city in 1 year, because that might be inefficient and not to our priorities, but like, we could definitely address that with the departments or, you know, issues that we are covering within the priorities. Does that make sense, Ray?
Yeah, kind of. Cause what I'm getting at, underlying that is my thought that, the city is very focused on, compliance with the ADA, which is only a part of accessibility. So I'm trying to move beyond simple compliance and try to see where the city's at on actual livable accessibility.
Sure, we can, you know, we can definitely, you know, address both things. You know, I think that's part of our, you know, purview is like the access isn't just ADA compliance. It's like how people move about and interact within the city itself. So we can agendize that discussion. Well, we can probably at least agendize partially that discussion and the media discussion. I do want to make sure for the next month. Some of this might also need to be pushed to February, depending on how long our Parks Department discussion would actually be. Thinking about it, but we can address that address all those things in the next couple of months, and within the next couple of meetings. Any other comments before we move to announcements? Hearing or seeing none, does any member of CODI or other person on the call have announcements related to stuff going on for disability community or whatnot? Seeing none, I don't know that I have a specific announcement with specific dates, but I did hear through a meeting with the Complete Streets Commission, where we're also working on our priorities for the year. And once those priorities are more explicated, I will set an agenda item to update you all. But Plan Tucson may be getting ready to seek public feedback on a draft of a plan coming up. So, be on the lookout for that. If the feedback is at a time when, the deadline is at a time where CODI, we could discuss, providing feedback as a body, where it wouldn't interfere with whatever we're already doing, I will try to agendize that. It seemed a little iffy there may be, the deadline might be fairly short, we'll just see. But be on the lookout for that, through the city anyway, because you all can provide individual feedback, if you want. that's my announcement. Does anyone else have? And one other thing, happy holidays, y'all. We made it through, we almost made it through 2024 and on to 2025. So any other announcements? Ray?
Thank you. Oh, yes, I remembered the microphone this time. Cool. Just some observations from my recent trip to Melbourne, Australia. I spent 3 weeks there. And I'm going to tell you how seamless the transportation was for somebody with a disability, somebody who uses a wheelchair. I arrived at the airport, got a bus that was accessible direct from the airport to downtown, was able to transfer to a suburban train to go just one stop to my hotel. From my hotel was situated near a major train station. I'd selected that on purpose for that reason. And on the, all of the trains are accessible. I was able to move about, quite freely, go wherever I wanted. Now no special requirements, you didn't have to be a resident of the city to be able to use any of that transport. It was, there are fees, of course, on some of those modes of transport. But anywhere from any place in the world could have gone to Melbourne and done exactly what I did. There's a couple of missing links in Tucson that would not allow somebody to arrive at Tucson Airport in their wheelchair and easily get transportation to downtown or any other place of their choosing. So that was one thing. The other thing was the accessibility of sidewalks and just basically getting around using the wheelchair. I had very little difficulty in doing any of that stuff. So just some things that, I'd like to work with you all on in improving that situation in Tucson. Thanks.
Thank you for that, travel experience. I've been interested in Australia. Now I'm way more interested in Melbourne itself. So, very exciting. Any other announcements? Seeing none. I think we can adjourn. Since we're not at like time, do we need a motion to adjourn or? Because okay, we're good. Okay. Well, thanks and happy holidays, y'all. We'll see each other in the new year.
Time is 4:18 p.m. And Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.